Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
This conversation got started because I saw this article from Vermont about this facetious bit of legislation that has been introduced in Vermont, actually by a Democrat who's not down with gun control in Vermont. Vermont's a very, very interesting state, but I don't have time to go into that. But basically, this lawmaker is proposing that nobody under the age of 21 ought to be able to own or use a cell phone. It's entirely facetious. It's not worth talking about that. But what it is worth talking about is I'm trying to figure out in 2020 at what age you feel comfortable giving your kid a cell phone. What exactly in right now, in 2020, how old does your kid have to be before you will provide them with a cell phone? Keeping in mind, of course, that today's smartphones really aren't phones. They are computers that happen to have a phone app on them. You can text, you can use the internet, you can check your email, and God knows that six-year-olds are probably being flooded with emails like the rest of us. 803-0930, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And is it wrong to give a six-year-old a cell phone? Is there something wrong with that, or is that the way you guys are doing it now? Because I do not know the answer. I suspect things have changed. Let's go to Ransomville and John on WBEN. John, hi.
Hi, Sandy.
Now, this is Tom. Sandy's on from 9 to noon.
I'm sorry, Tom. How are you?
I'm well, thanks.
I'm a former industrial arts teacher, and I agreed with the first gentleman I heard that cell phones should be given at a later age. However, after discussing the situation with my daughter, who has three kids, our youngest is four. He's very good at the cell phone, and I've noticed that all of the kids play all these games. All of the kids can read now. He has a brother who is 11 and a sister who is 7. They're all above average in school, and John is thinking outside the box in math skills. I see their dexterity on the phone is unbelievable. The sad part about this is that everybody wants to be on the cell phone all the time instead of discussing adult skills. But I really believe that in order for young kids to compete in today's age, they need that cell phone earlier. And a second good thing is they all have cell phones now on the school bus, so if anything happens on the school bus, they can call home or call 911. So
Does the four-year-old in your family have his own cell phone?
Yes, he does. And he's playing games on the thing all the time, Tom. And it just amazes me how intelligent these kids are. And they read at a he reads at a third grade level, and I believe he's in first grade now. So.
Well, he's older than four then, unless he's a super genius.
No, he's not a super genius. They're just bright kids, but they are far from being a genius. They're normal kids who play with each other in the household. They have their fights, you know, and their makeups, but they're on these games all the time, and they're super bright. So
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And, you know, but it, and the age old question, though, well, not age old, I guess, as long as the cell phone era has been with us, is are we with our kids or our grandkids or maybe ourselves, are we cheating ourselves out of real life experiences and basically living virtual lives? In other words, you have no life outside of your virtual life, and everything you do, you check in on Facebook, you show us pictures of your dinner on Facebook, every political article that comes along, you've got to share it on Facebook. And like I said, I don't know how many times at your job you've been at a meeting, and it might be a really, really important meeting, and somebody is up there giving a presentation, and you look around the room, and half the room is occupied looking down at their cell phones. This has got to be the toughest time in history to be a public speaker. It's also got to be one of the toughest times in history to be a just anybody on stage in a venue where people are going to be using cell phones to record you. Because, you know, there are, how do I say this? I'm sure this has happened to you. You've been to concerts and the person right in front of you watches and records the entire concert on the cell phone. And it's kind of like, all right, were you really at the concert, or did you basically see the concert only through the lens and the screen of your cell phone? And does that qualify as actually being there? And what I've tried to do, I've tried to achieve a happy balance. I try to get maybe 30 seconds of a song I like on the cell phone just so I can say, hey, he did the song I like. But then I like to watch the rest of it in real time as a member of the audience. So what is the correct age in 2020 at which your kid should receive a cell phone? So far, the youngest we've heard is 4. Now, I presume that the kid then had the cell phone before the kid got into kindergarten and then first grade, but 4 seems a little young to me. But like I admitted earlier, I'm out of touch on this stuff, and I don't know what you guys are doing in your families anymore. And thinking back to when you were growing up, see, if I got my first cell phone like 30 years ago, give or take, that means we've got some 35 or 40 or 45-year-old folks out there who might remember getting the cell phone at the age of 10. And is that too late? Is 10 years old too late to get a cell phone in 2020? Here is Dominic in Erie on WBEN. Dominic, you are on. Hello.
Hello. I don't remember the specifics, but I clearly remember reading an abstract on a medical study suggesting that the electronic cell phones in particular are causing brain damage to young people and that children should not be allowed to use them to begin with.
That's one of those studies I thought that was shot down, that there was no real indication that the energy from cell phones were causing anything cancerous.
Well, I'm not referring to cancer. I'm actually referring to neurological damage.
Oh, neurological damage. Yeah, you know what? I don't know what article specifically you are citing. I know for a while there was concern that all of that energy coming from cell phones held to the ear was going to cause or had caused brain tumors, but everybody's using Bluetooth now anyway, which
and
gives
now
you
with
some distance.
5G coming out, there's plenty of studies and scientists screaming bloody murder that it should be banned because it's so detrimental to the human condition.
There are some European cities that have actually taken steps to scale back and roll back the 5G because people were having all kinds of health issues.
So, yeah, I'm opposed.
Allegedly traceable to 5G. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just saying I'm opposed to children having cell phones. I think that they can be very useful, but I think that you're right. They're causing young people to live in an artificial world, and it's bad all around.
But you know, we could sit here and talk about this all day. But the internet in general, I will bet you, Dominic, that you know people in your life, and I sure know adults who I swear they spend every waking moment on Facebook, every waking moment on Twitter, every waking moment living this life in the cyber world. And, you know, you can have 3,000 friends and not one person you can call at 3 in the morning to take you to the hospital.
And those are supposed to be the adults. Can you imagine what's going to happen when those children grow up?
Well, yeah, there's a time and a place for everything, but to me, a big part of life anyway is balance. And, you know, if you're in your 30s or your 40s and you're spending 16 hours a day on social media, I think it might be time to reassess your priorities.
Oh, I'm talking to you on a flip phone, and I don't even know how to do Facebook.
Well, you're not really missing anything except delicious photos of people's dinner and stuff. Thanks very much, Dominic. I mean, Facebook and other social media sites do certainly have a place. I would recommend that you. I mean, if you want to have a Facebook page for your close friends, that is, people you actually know and family, I guess that's one thing. But, you know, there are so many people that have, you know, just thousands and thousands and thousands of so-called friends. And, you know, you know you've stumbled on somebody who isn't too picky when you accept the one friend request from the person you don't know, and shortly after that you get the 18 different friend requests from Russian women who clearly are not looking to be just friends. It is, I said Russian because that's my luck. Some of you get Philippine. I get Russian. What can I say? It is 20 minutes after 4 at News Radio 930 WBEN. How young is too young for a kid to have a cell phone? What is the right age for a kid to have a cell phone? Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Mel in Buffalo, you are on. Hi.
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, okay, good. I'm actually just pulling up to my house watching my son who texted me on his cell phone just a little bit ago. I wanted to start off by saying when my son's 8, and when we first had him, my husband and I decided no cell phones. I'm a teacher, so I see kids constantly addicted to their cell phones. We said, absolutely not. He's not getting a cell phone until he gets his first job so he could pay for a cell phone. Then he started a new school just this year where my work schedule, I'd have to leave before he leaves for school, and then he would come home, and I wouldn't get home right away. So he'd be by himself with neighbors and parents. But for my peace of mind, I wanted some way to communicate with him because we know no one has house phones anymore, so I couldn't call the neighbor's house phone. Or, you know, if the neighbor wasn't answering their cell phone, I wanted a way to communicate with them. So we did get him a cell phone, and for safety reasons and peace of mind, it's awesome, but we have very strict rules. It's not being used at night. I only let him play a game on it after homework's done for like 10 or 15 minutes. And when we're having conversation, if I see him even look at that cell phone, I take it away because I don't want him. I'm always on my husband, like, stop looking at your cell phone, stop checking your whatever he checks throughout the day. I don't want him to constantly be thinking about what's going on my phone, what is going on in my games, or he's not allowed to use the internet. I don't even know if he knows how.
I'm pretty sure that he knows how. At 8 years old, he's probably a master of it, and he probably covers his tracks by clearing the browsing history.
So that was the other thing. So a friend of mine told me about this app that you can put on both your phone and my kid's phone. And my kid's, you know, he knew all about it, and I told him about it. I'm putting this on your phone. I can see everything that you do on that phone, every message you send, every message that's sent to you, anything that you Google search, anything. You know, I can see it. So it's a wonderful app. And I told him it's never going to be off his phone. And a few times I did have to ground him because I saw him take his phone and try to play a robot game in the morning when he was supposed to be eating breakfast. And we just stick to our rules. And I tell him that I didn't want to get him a phone. And the only reason I had to get him a phone is my peace of mind so that I could call him in the morning, say, are you at the neighbor's? And call him when he gets home off the bus. Are you with the neighbors?
You know, you can also track where he is. I think the application you have, you can actually see in real time where your son is. And if you don't have that application on your phone, there's something called Life 360. It is a free app, and you will be able to see where he is, or at least where the phone is, anytime you want.
Oh, yeah, we have that too. But I also have a rule that if he doesn't answer my text message or call, he's in big trouble, because I also have a older young adult, just turned 21, and I despise the fact that he ignores my phone calls and text messages when I know he's holding his hand in his phone. So even though I can track where he is, I have to be able to know that he's going to answer my phone at all times.
Good point. A great call, Mel. Thanks very much. I appreciate hearing from you. And again, you know, this is a special circumstances cell phone. 8-year-old, his own cell phone, but it is tightly monitored. It's even got the spyware on it, so mom can see.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Everything that's going into that phone, and probably take control of the microphone and the camera as well from her own phone. Exactly what you've done to your spouse when he's asleep.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Still do sometimes. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Whoa! I just mentioned something a few minutes ago, and I'm getting blown out here by some of the people about Life 360. So I'll ask you guys the question, too. Is it wrong to track your loved ones on Life 360? Is it invasive? Is it intrusive? Is it a sign of no trust? Or is it simply a convenience so you know where your loved one is at any given moment? And whether he is near Wegmans and can stop off and pick up some eggs or something else. Life 360, it's a free app. You can upgrade for a subscription, a little expensive, frankly, I think, for what you get. But you can upgrade if you are so inclined. But how many of you on your cell phones track family members or loved ones so you know where they are? And is it a great tool or is it creepy? I think it's a great tool. 803, tool being the operative word, 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Wow, I didn't realize it was such a touchy spot with people. Here is Neil in Forestville. Sounds like he's in the middle of some things. Neil, you're on WBEN. How young is too young for a kid to get his or her own cell phone?
My God, I'm thinking no. And now the more and more I do it, the younger, the worse it is, because the kids seem addicted to it. You know, when you take it away from them, they're crying. But I've actually had kids in lessons as young as six with the Apple iWatches on. And I was in the middle of speaking, and her mother comes over the speaker of the iWatch, and was like, she could hear everything in the group. It was my first experience with the watch.
So what you're saying, and this kid was 6 years old?
Yeah.
And this is behavior that we used to see out of CEOs of Fortune 500 companies.
Right.
You know, I'm always available, I'm always accessible. This must be one very important six-year-old. But when you say giving lessons, I don't know what it is you teach, but I guess it's really immaterial. Let's just assume here, for the sake of argument, that you come into contact with a lot of kids. And how many of those kids are basically gifted with their own cell phones? They've got their own.
I teach skiing, and just about every one of these kids had a watch. Or not a watch, but a phone or some type of device.
And is six the youngest you've seen?
I've seen younger than that. I've seen like 3-year-olds with the iPads playing games and such. And the questions I have with them are, how detrimental is it to their eyes? Are we damaging things down the road that were inevitably going to be, you know, in one of those stupid commercials? Did you let your kid watch this as a kid? And we're going to have to lawsuits down the road that are going to be crazy.
Yeah, you know, I think the, I mean, I have no way of knowing this, but I suspect that one of the deficits of the cell phone generation and the internet generation is an inability to socially interact with people in a face-to-face way. A lack of attention span, a lack of content. We're so used to putting our words into written form with our fingers or our stylus that I don't know how many people still know how to talk to each other.
I'm sorry, Tom. Could you repeat that?
Of course. But you're being facetious, and I did get the joke. But, let's be honest here, Neil. I think texting is one of the greatest things ever, because I don't like to bother people with a phone call if I can get around it by sending them a text. If I can just send a text saying, on my way. If I can send a text saying, ETA 15 minutes. If I can send a text about, hey, I need guitar strings. You know, that is a lot easier than anything else.
Yeah, but you yourself have said that you won't take a lot of the texts online because you'd rather speak to somebody. And doesn't that energy that you put on your voice talking to somebody, saying, yeah, I'll meet you at such and such at point A to point B at such and such a time, compared to, oh, I sent a text?
No, there's a difference between, because, I mean, what I do here is I talk to people on the radio. And, you know, a text cannot express nuance like a voice can. Text messages cannot be necessary. They cannot be as detailed as a telephone call. I'm talking about what I do off air, which is most of my day. If I'm communicating with somebody, I don't like to disturb people, especially if they're a friend and I know they're at work, with something that is relatively minor, like, hey, what time are you going to the Cove tonight? Something like that.
I would completely agree. You're right. As far as that's concerned, going back to the kids and the topic and everything, it's so difficult to monitor them. It's so difficult to get them off of the device once they're addicted already. I would seriously like think that they should start initiating programs in schools now that would try to counteract what could be like equated to almost a child abuse of sorts.
Well, I don't know that it's child abuse. It's just, it's the march of technology. And it's basically balancing this marvel we have of technology versus fundamental human needs to actually interact, unless in the future all human beings are simply going to be the fleshly equivalent of artificial intelligence.
Dear God, a bunch of jelly machines running around with robotic arms.
Hey, I read articles all the time about how people are going to have chips put into their brain and so they can be more interactive with their electronic devices.
Gee, I'd just like a few IQ points would help me out.
Well, yeah, I could use a few of those myself, Neil, to replace the ones that have somehow been blown away. I'm glad you called. A couple of things here. How young is too young for your kid to have a cell phone? And keeping in mind that the technology is roughly 30 years in the mass market, give or take, but roughly 30 years in the mass market. Got my first cell phone in 1993. When you were growing up, at what age did you get your first cell phone? Provided, of course, you were a kid. You know, was it when you were a teenager or were you even younger? And we're hearing a lot of calls here from people who are talking about 4-year-olds and 6-year-olds and 8-year-olds with cell phones. And is that wrong or is that the way things are today? You got to help me because I don't know. I'm the guy who caught grief for giving his diabetic daughter a phone when she was 10 years old. And that was, 18 years ago. 803-0930. I think times have changed considerably. And is it wrong to track the people you love on the cell phone? Now, the app I mentioned earlier, Life360, the person has to accept being tracked. And I like what Mel said earlier, that before she gave her son the cell phone, she installed software on the cell phone where she basically can see every message he receives, every message he sends, every website that is surfed. And that was, you know, that's a condition of having the cell phone. That is smart. So did you apply that kind of software to the phone you gave your kids and just tell them up front, hey, if you do any nonsense on this, I'm going to know it's because I'm going to see everything that's on your cell phone. Let's go to Casey in Hamburg on WBEN. Casey.
Tom, I'm the bad dad. I guess my 4-year-old has a phone, not an iPhone. My 11-year-old has an iPhone. Both of them have laptops and both of them have iPads. And I'm all about it. Let them have it. The 11-year-old and the 4-year-old, we do track them. They know that we're tracking them, and it's all about safety and love. That's it.
All right, what does a 4-year-old do on an iPad? It's been a long time since I've been 4 years old. So what is there for a 4-year-old on iPad?
I know it sounds weird. It is absolutely amazing. He plays Minecraft. He plays this thing called Roblox. He drives a train. He does train simulator. They're amazing. They're absolutely amazing. My 11-year-old got his first laptop when he was 4. They're computer literate. They know what they're doing, and it's incredible what they can do. You can hand the 4-year-old one of our iPhones. He knows how to get into anything. He can go to Google. He can go to YouTube. He can watch videos. He can look things up. He knows how to call mommy and daddy and his brother, and it's amazing.
So I don't want to sound stupid here, but can the 4-year-old read?
Some. He's in pre-K, and he's got his letters down packed. He knows certain words, but he also knows that program number one, that's mommy's phone number, and number two is daddy's, and number three is, his brother's.
So how does he hear about these games that he plays? I mean, you said that you track your kids, which I think is a good idea at a certain age, usually ending at 45 or so. But here's what I'm kind of curious about. How does the 4-year-old hear about these applications that the 4-year-old uses, like driving a train simulator?
Mostly from his older brother. They just, all the kids in the family do it. We have 40 kids under the age of 12 in the family, and they all do, every single one of them. And they play with each other on their laptops. They got something, I think it's called Discord, where they talk to each other while they're playing. All of them do.
Right.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, the technology is amazing, but at the same time, as a dad, Casey, do you worry that your kids are kind of missing out on the ordinary things kids used to do? I mean, for example, in the summertime, drive around a suburban neighborhood with a lot of kids, and where you used to see a lot of kids outside playing and doing stuff outside, everybody's inside now on Facebook or playing games.
Yes and no. Summertime, you know, all the kids in the neighborhood come over to the house. We've got a massive playset. You know, it's a big fort. They all have Nerf gun wars. They play the bikes, you know, they play. But, you know, if it's raining or snowing or cold, they're inside, they're on their games, or they're drawing. They're both incredible drawers.
Huh.
The 11-year-old's been at the church art show every single year. He's been selected for his drawings to be shown at the church since he was in pre-K. And the other one's following in his footsteps as well. But they're very active as well, and, of course, my wife, she limits them on times, and they have no problem with it. But we're all for the technology. They need to.
Do you have the spyware in their devices so you can see exactly what they're doing so they don't get themselves into trouble?
Yes, absolutely. But there's a trust factor. You know,
never trust a four-year-old.
It's a weird situation.
All right. Perhaps we don't have time. I'm glad, Casey, that you called. And it's amazing to me because it wasn't even 20 years ago that people were yelling at me for giving my 10-year-old daughter a cell phone after she got diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. And obviously, it's a different world. I'm trying to figure out how different it is now. And these results, I don't know that I find them terribly surprising. I find them interesting. So what we've been talking about, if you're just joining us, is something of, cultural anthropological interest to me. Because, like everything else, our attitudes as parents toward cell phones seems to have changed dramatically from the time I caught hell for giving a cell phone to a 10-year-old until now, when we have parents giving cell phones to four-year-olds. Now, that we've had two four-year-olds that have been brought up by a telephone caller. Is four too young to have a cell phone? And when you, as the parent, have given your kid a cell phone, do you give the kid the cell phone with the understanding, hey, I have spyware installed on this, so everything you do on this phone, I'm going to be able to access on my phone, so don't do something stupid. I'll know when you message. I'll know what you message. I'll see the messages that come to you. And, basically, it's exactly what you want on your spouse's phone. Except you're giving the phone to your kid. Obviously you have control, a great deal of control over what the kid does with the phone, or at least the repercussions for doing what the kid does with the phone. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. And the other thing which has kind of come up, we'll see if this gets any on-air traction. Okay, your spouse or significant other says, honey, I want to be able to see where you are any minute of the day. Would you install this software on your phone, this Life 360? Would you regard that as a major imposition? Or is it no big deal because you can see the convenience in the whole idea of seeing where each other would be at any given time on any given day? Would it offend you if your significant other said, I want to be able to see where you are 24/7, or at least where your phone is 24/7, or is it one of the great conveniences ever?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.